but I thought they'd never leave. I love them, but I can only look at so many cat pictures. Whew. What am I still doing here? Did you think I'd abandon you during the cleanup effort? Hey, I mean, I guess I have occasionally ditched you when cleaning needed to be done, but that was when we were growing up. Doing the dishes when you're a 15-year-old is something that you fob off to your older brother. This is different. Well, for one thing, I'm older and far more mature, and another, the party was kind of my idea. Well, you're welcome. I just thought it'd be nice. You don't get to see your friends that often anymore. Or your sister. Nothing. I didn't say anything. No, pretty sure I didn't. Yeah? Was I trying to meet someone here? Like, someone specific? No, why? Oh, because I looked really sexy in this dress? Really? Is that something a big brother is supposed to notice? Well, I just wanted to look nice for the party. I wasn't thinking of anyone in particular. Oh. Oh my gosh, I can't believe she forgot her sweater here. Could she be any more transparent? Uh-huh. She already texted you about it? What? Did you really just say that you'll drop it off at her apartment on your way home from work on Monday? Oh. Oh my gosh. She's gonna jump on you as soon as you get inside her apartment. You might as well take your pants off before you even knock. You realize that if I wasn't still here, she would have just dropped by here real quick and picked it up tonight. You should really thank me. Cause otherwise, she would have had her way with you. That's why. I can see how you think that might be a good thing, but she's not your type. Like, at all. Really? You want me to leave then? So you could fuck her? Of all people? She's like the Uber of party girls. Everybody's been inside of her, and the backseat is probably, gross. Okay, that might be a bit harsh, but really? You've never been that kind of guy. You know, the kind of guy who has casual sex without catching feelings? No, it's not bad. I mean, I guess I don't really care about how much sex she has. I just... Okay, roleplay with me here? Just for a minute? No, I'm serious. I know it's a bit late, but if I don't explain this properly, you're gonna think that your little sister has just cock-blocked you for no goddamn reason, and you'll resent me for it. And I already don't see you enough. Please? Yes. Okay. You be you, and I'll be the queen of sluts. Okay. Oh, I'm just gonna bend over and pick up this sweater. Oh no, I seem to have forgotten my panties. Hey, stop laughing. You said you'd take this seriously. Oh, fine. I know it's an awful impression, but I'm still right. You'd hook up with her and yeah, she'd probably be amazing, but then you'd feel something for her and she would have moved on to her next target. And then you'll pine over her for months and sit here and ignore your friends and me. But, I mean, it is your birthday. She'd still come back for you. I guarantee it. So, I can leave. If that's what you want. Do you want me to leave? No. Good. I mean, I was actually kind of looking forward to this. No. Not the cleaning. The chance to hang out and chat. This used to be our time, you know? So you do remember. I'd get hungry, and you wouldn't be able to sleep. And then we end up talking for hours at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then Mom would get mad at us for not getting enough sleep. Yeah. You know, you listened to me a lot when no one else would. When I used to complain about boys, girls, school, and everything else. And you'd give me advice and great hugs. And it was really, really nice. Do you remember a few years ago when you came home from college? And you know what? Never mind. No. It's so embarrassing. I shouldn't have brought it up. My gosh. No, it's... fine. You were home on vacation, and you went out on a date. And I guess it didn't go so well, because you looked kind of depressed when you got home. And I just happened to be up as well, so we talked. You don't remember? Really? Yeah, I'm a little upset. It was important. You got home. You smelled like beer, but not too bad. You weren't drunk. You saw me there at the table and you just made us some tea and sat down. And you said that I looked sad and asked me why. Yeah, I said that I just got stood up. And you felt bad for me, so you sat up with me and told me some stupid jokes. But you must have been a little worked up from your date. I guess you didn't put out. Why do I say that? Because I was, you know, wearing what I usually do. A t-shirt and a pair of panties, and you couldn't make your eyes behave. Hey, it did happen. You couldn't stop looking at my breasts, and I even caught you checking out my legs. It was pretty, odd. No, I wasn't mad. I thought maybe I should have been, but I was kind of flattered. Because you're an older guy who knows what he likes. Even if you are my brother, you've always been so classy and smooth and sophisticated. And you've always been there when I needed you. So when you noticed me, it was exciting. Yeah, I do mean that kind of exciting. I remember realizing that I was really wet. Not just a little, either. Like, ridiculously, embarrassingly wet. I was worried that you could smell how turned on I was. And my nipples were hard. I know you noticed that. Why are you denying remembering this? Was it really that forgettable? Well, okay, maybe you'll remember if I tell you the rest. You told me that whoever stood me up was a fool. I thought you were just being a good big brother, but you said that I was smart and hot. You didn't say beautiful or pretty. You said hot. I asked you if you meant, like, cute hot, and you looked at me really intensely and said, No. You meant it was like fuckable hot. Yeah. I was feeling kind of warm all over and tingly inside. And then you got up, went around the table, and I was worried that you were gonna go to bed, but then you stopped by my chair and held out your hand. I thought you were just gonna offer to help me get out of the chair, which was weird, but sweet. So I took your hand and you pulled me up. But you didn't just do that, did you? You pulled me into your arms, and you pressed me into you. I just melted into your arms. And you kissed me. Oh, God. You fucking kissed me. So well. I felt the tip of your cock. You must have been uncomfortable, 'cause I felt it press into my belly. Yes, you did kiss me. You jerk, you slipped your fucking tongue in my mouth and you kissed me in the most amazing way. And then you stopped. I think you felt guilty because you practically ran away from me. You left me standing there in the kitchen and I was so turned on that my legs were shaking. I shoved my hands down my panties and figured myself right there. I didn't care if mom or dad saw me. I just wanted to get off while I could still taste you on my lips and remember the feel of your cock pushing into me. And I came. I fell fucking over in the kitchen, coming to the thought of you. And you don't fucking remember? I knew it. I knew you remembered. Why didn't you ever talk to me about it? I worried for so long that I had been bad, that I'd kissed you wrong, or led you on, or maybe you thought you just saw me as someone you could kiss and work up and then forget about. You didn't? 'Cause you felt like you took advantage of me? That you were hurting me? But you didn't. I didn't even get stood up. I was just waiting for you to come home. I just couldn't stand the idea of a girl doing things with you. I know it's wrong. I don't care anymore. No, I don't. I don't think you do either. You haven't really dated anyone in the last year, and my relationships are just so bad. I can't ever go beyond mouth stuff. 'Cause I feel guilty. 'Cause I feel like I'm cheating on you. And I think you feel the same way. You don't? Really? Then why did you compliment my tight little dress then? You just thought I looked nice? Bullshit. You know, I caught you looking at my cleavage not 20 minutes ago. And earlier than that, I crossed my legs just right so you could look up my skirt. I know, for a fact, that you know the colors of your little sister's panties. You think you could just tease me and make me hot and toy with my emotions? Is that it? Really? 'Cause I'm fucking horny and you told me how hot I am and you've been checking me out and you've always been there for me and I love you and you, goddammit, why don't you love me back? I keep thinking that you might, but then you don't ever do anything but look and I'm just going crazy. Please, just be clear for once. I promise I won't make any trouble for you if you don't feel anything like I do, but please, I just have to know. I guess that's cleared up. And your hand, it's right on my ass. And sliding. Oh, fuck. So slowly out my back. Under my dress. You're pulling me so close. I can feel your full cock and oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, you're so hard. And big. Way too big. Don't laugh. That thing is like a tree. There's no way that would ever fit inside a person. Well, no, I haven't. No, I mean, I've done stuff, but never the big one. I guess I'm still a virgin, sort of. Do I want to stay a virgin? What kind of question is that? It's not like you can just choose not to be. You'll be my first? Good. Wow. Okay. Will you unwrap your last gift? Yeah. I'm not wearing a bra. They're kind of small, but you obviously like them, by the way. By the way, you're... Oh, fuck. Oh. Your hands feel so good there. Yeah. Just please, a little harder. Pinch. Pinch the nipples just like... That. Why are you so good at touching me? Yeah, it's fine. You could take my panties off. We could go slow and loving later. Now I just need you inside of me. Please. Oh my god, I'm so wet that they're just sticking to me a little. This is what you do to me all the time. Even when you hug me at family dinners. Yeah, just let me lay back on the couch. You don't need a bed to fuck me, do you, big brother? I don't think I can wait long enough to get there, and I don't want you changing your mind. That's right, just get on top of me. Oh, fuck. How do you smell so good? I can feel you. I can feel you going... I'm okay. Just give me a second. Okay. Yeah. That's a brother. You could start moving. No, it's okay. You're not hurting me. Are you all in yet? Oh, I guess that was a no. Oh, God. You're filling me so perfectly. Why does this feel so right? Fuck. I know it's wrong. So, why doesn't it feel that way? I just wish we could stay like this forever. I don't want anybody but you, please. Say you'll just stay with me. Just me. Brother, you feel so good. No, brother. Just, you could come whenever you're ready. Tonight isn't about me. I already feel amazing. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make your little sister come on your cock. Oh, it feels so fucking wrong. Oh, do you like to hear me talk like that? You can teach me to be your good little sister slut, if that's what you want. Only for you. Every part of me is only for you. I'm your gift forever. Yes. Yes. I want you to come and be. Don't pull out. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. 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 Brother. Brother. Better that I'm by myself, or when someone else is touching me. I think it's better because I love you. Does that freak you out? No? Good. I wasn't just saying those things because I was excited. That's really how I feel. So, now that your little sister has satisfied you with her, magic pussy, I have some, requests. Oh, okay, calm down. I only have two. One, I want you to hold me like this for the rest of tonight. So we're in agreement? Good. And second, I'm returning the goddamn sweater.